Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be next to you.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time! For the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings, what's up, guys? It is Thursday, Moose, Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
Every day, all day. Let's get a checkup from the neck up. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
They're here. They're thriving. They're wet.
Okay.
They are wet.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Let's just say rain all day today, 50 for the high.
Great day to, well, I mean, most of the move is donezo, but there's a few things left, so I'm sure those will get soaking wet.
You guys crushed it yesterday, huh?
I guess you could say that. Yeah. Something was crushed. I don't know if it was
listen,
my soul or my dignity or...
Not that you guys had an overwhelming amount of things and stuff coming from an apartment, but...
It's just huge.
I know. But to
king-size bed, king-size headboard, couch.
How was the first night? Well, I mean, we'll talk about it, but
yeah.
I'm dying to hear how the first night was in a new space.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah. All right, let's get to some of our friends.
Let's see. Good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. Hannah's here, said good vibes this morning, feeling good. I am excited for Halloween tomorrow, so that will be a blast. Yes, it will, Hannah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yes, it will. Yeah. Ooh. Ah. Yeah. Who you gonna call, Hannah?
Banana.
On Halloween
night.
Yeah. Did you find plans yet? Remember, we didn't even talk about this on or off air. Not our friends texting us being like, "What are you guys doing for Halloween?" I'm like,
"What are we doing? What are you doing?"
Yeah, I'm like, "What?"
I love that people are constantly hitting Breezy and I up for like, "What's the big Halloween plans?"
Like,
"Well, Breezy is moving."
Like, I have a muumuu and a retainer on, so
I'm officially starting to learn how to change my nephew and niece's diapers, so I might do that tomorrow night. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be nutty. It's gonna be nutty indeed. So that's great. Good morning, guys. It's James from Caledonia. Good vibes today because It is my Friday. Let's go.
Yeah, get
Let's
it,
Let's go,
Friday.
Jamesy.
We love that for you. There's nothing better than having a Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and even sometimes a Monday,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes Tuesday, or just weeks on.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are good today, Breeze. Tomorrow's Halloween, like we've been talking about. I had a great night last night with the fam. Everyone got together, which was cool, at my parents' house. And then today, you know, today's a me day. Got to go to the gym. Got to go sweat it out. Got to get a haircut. Maybe I'll go to Happy Feet and use my gift certificate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you been yet?
No.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what you're waiting for. You've lived here for nearly 3 years. I don't know what's going on. I've told you to go there like so many times. It'll change your life.
Well, I want to make an appointment. Every single time I've ever tried to call, nobody answers the phone.
They're too busy. You have to like physically walk in.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, next time you're on Park Ave, just walk in. They're no nonsense there.
Do you have a private curtain, like a room?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Does the door lock?
It's a curtain.
Oh, okay.
So, no. But, no.
All right. I'm just trying to feel out the vibe.
Vibes are good. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Happy Feet.
Great.
My vibes are tired. I'm exhausted.
Did you sleep at all?
I slept, yeah. But, see, we painted, so the curtains aren't up yet, so the light was just shining through the window. I also want to rip out every single window in that house, but that's neither here nor there.
Yes, patience.
Listen, we'll get into it a little later, but moving tests anyone's patience and relationship like no other. And I don't know if... Can you Google for me if there's a phobia of moving, if there's like an actual title of that, because I fear that's what Patrice has.
Yeah, it's called...
It's probably something so stupid.
I mean, it's not... It's the fear... It's mostly deals with the fear of change. It says fear of moving or change. It could be a form of metathesiophobia.
Correct. That's what she has.
Which is a common anxiety that stems from stress, from moving into an uncertain environment,
yeah,
and leaving behind familiar routines. Really, I think a lot of us have that.
I agree. But I think the physical act of moving homes is like not for her. And I like as much as the next person to just like go in and get things done and like put everything away. But like that's not always realistic. Like she was so upset last night because I sold our dresser to get a new dresser because I wanted it to be cohesive with the space. And she's like, well, now I can't put my clothes away. And I'm like, well, make the dresser. She's like, I don't have a drill. I'm like, all right, well then I don't know what to tell
you. It's just one thing after the other.
It's just a lot. It's a lot of pressure. And anybody who's ever moved anywhere knows that. Like it's just, your life is in chaos and shambles for a week or two and then you're good.
Sure.
But
well, I'm glad you're officially in the new place though.
Me too.
So
well, me too. We have to go back to the apartment and clean and hand in our keys and be done with it. But yeah, we're good to go. So
yeah, and you have a dog too that's moving with you.
Yeah.
Speaking of, two people are facing charges after the Ontario County Humane Society did quite the rescue of all these dogs. They were seized from a home. I love when they put in unsanitary living conditions.
Mm.
When are they ever clean?
Right.
We'll talk about that. Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning. It's PXY.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 50 for the high today. Two people face charges after the Ontario County Humane Society said 33 dogs were seized from a home with unsanitary living conditions. Are the conditions
great.
Ever sanitary?
With 33 dogs? I fear not.
Do we ever hear them say 33 dogs were rescued from a beautiful home? Both owners suffered from OCD.
In Pittsburgh, yeah.
Of course
no.
not. It's always a dump. The organization said it executed a search warrant Tuesday morning at a home on Routes 5 and 20 near Flint Road in Seneca that did not have electricity. That makes things real tough. So the Humane Society went in. They said the dogs were found running throughout the house or confined to rooms. No bedding, no food, no water. Feces and urine covered the house, according to the Humane Society, with an ammonia odor so overwhelming that respirators and hazmat suits were required for staff removing these dogs. Lynette Kornbaugh, 39, and Ralph Priest, 42, were charged with 33 counts, each of both animal cruelty and failure to provide food and water to an impounded animal. When asked if they were bothered at all by the horrific smell, they responded with, "What smell?" I'm sorry. I don't.
Me asking previous owners what the smell of my house is. What smell?
They were issued appearance tickets. So the Humane Society said none of the dogs had life-threatening illnesses or injuries. But, I mean, the good news is all the dogs were taken to the county's Happy Tails Animal Shelter. They're being cleaned up, vaccinated, and prepared for adoption. 33.
To be honest, nose blind is a real thing.
No, it 100% is.
So sometimes you just live in something.
Like our buddy down the hall. I'm like, "Dude, you reek of cigarettes." He's like, "Do I? I don't smell anything." I'm like, "Yeah, you should leave."
Not anymore.
Yeah, he finally quit. Coming up on the show, you guys, a wild message we get from a mom. Take a listen to this. A parent found out her son's high school teacher. Has been direct messaging him about his personal life outside of class hours. Nothing inappropriate, but mom says it feels off.
Ooh.
Do I report this to the school? Yes or no? And I understand that Breezy and I, we've been out of school for a while, but please tell us, is this the norm? Let us know. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Is it the norm for teachers and students to text one another outside of school hours? Christina found out her son's high school teacher has been direct messaging him about his personal life outside of class hours. And even though nothing inappropriate was said, she says it feels off. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I mean, isn't this how every teacher typically ends up in the news?
Yes.
This is the Facebook message we got this week from a listener by the name of Christine. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Heard a phone call on your show yesterday about the mom who was upset that another parent lied about her daughter spending the night at his house with his son. Totally inappropriate, but it inspired me to want to share my story as well. I really don't know what to do, and I feel like I might be overreacting. I found out my son's high school teacher has been direct messaging him about, off class hours. Nothing inappropriate, but the messages feel off. And I'm just trying to figure out if this is the new norm for teachers and students to share this type of relationship. She's asking about his weekends, what he's doing with friends, just personal stuff. My gut is screaming that it isn't right, but part of me wonders, am I being paranoid or overprotective? I talked to my son about it. He told me this is the type of relationship his teacher has with all her students, even the girls in the class.
Weird.
Why, though? Am I overreacting or do I follow my instincts and report this to the principal? I just don't know what to do. Would love to hear from other people on this because I'm not fully sure. Thank you, guys.
Here's the situation. In this day and age, I feel like you can't do anything. When I was in school, I sound like back in my day, when I was in school 13, 14, 15 years ago, I had a teacher that I was very, very, very close with. So close that after I graduated high school, we went on a trip to my parents' condo in Florida together.
Really?
It was me, that teacher, a really good friend of mine, and another teacher.
What did she teach you in?
Health. So I had her one time, sophomore year. It's not like she was actively my teacher for like all 4 years. It was a one and done situation. But we were so close. We would hang out all the time. My mom knew her. Like, my mom loved her. She just had this relationship with, like, a core group of girls. It was never really guys. Well, no, it was never really guys. Like, girls. And we got really close with her family. And I still love her to this day. I fear it was a different time, though. Like, I think that even though it was only 10, 15 years ago, nothing works.
No, nothing. What would be the point? And I'd love to hear from a teacher this morning. I know some of you are probably on your way to school, but what would be the point of messaging, how's your weekend? What did you do with your friends? I know I haven't been in school for quite some time, but I don't remember any of this ever taking place. 585-252-9800. Text or call us. Be super direct. Mm-hmm. Yes or no, is this normal for teachers to have this type of relationship with their students? Is this something Christine should report to the school or not? When I was in high school and a teacher wanted to get a hold of me, they would wait until the next day when I was in class.
Right. I think that, like, there are some teachers that just have that personality that are very, like, personable.
I get that.
And lines and boundaries can get blurred, not in, like, an inappropriate way. It depends on who's looking at the situation and who's deeming it appropriate or not. I don't think that they mean for it to ever come off inappropriately. But, like, I think about my mom, right? Like, my mom was a teacher for 35 years. My mom had her kindergarten students at her wedding. Like, it was just a different time. Like, you could do things like that, and it wasn't weird.
I know.
We live in a weird world right now where everything's weird.
You know,
you can look at someone the wrong way, and it's weird.
I talked to my mom about this last night, and she was in the school district for a long time. And I asked her about it, and she was like, that's an absolute no. And we used to have, and she's been retired for a few years now, but students used to ask some of the teachers, can we get your phone number? And it was always an automatic, absolutely not. For what? Let's run down the list here, see what everyone is saying. Crystal, nope, not normal. Report it. Karen says, I had a teacher DM my kid about class stuff, not personal life. That seems like it crosses the line. One listener says, no, this is not normal. Teachers should stick to class communication. Julie, completely normal. My son's teacher DMs him, too. It's totally normal. Just trying to connect with students. In my experience, teachers who do DM about personal stuff, they cross a line. Definitely follow your instincts, Mom. Yeah, see, sometimes you have to go with your intuition because something feels off.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is. Last year, I don't know if you guys remember, there was that high school teacher in Miami, wrote his number down on his student's homework that she handed it back. When she never texted him, allegedly, he told her grades would definitely be affected if she didn't text him back. Messages were totally normal at first, and then he got creepy, and he texted her, I think I have a crush on you. Is that weird? Well,
definitely weird.
You're a grown man. She's like 15, so yeah, it's weird.
Definitely weird.
It's a perfect example of what feels, why it feels off.
Simply couldn't be weirder.
What can that potentially lead to? James says, yo, what's up, guys? So as an adult, this is not okay, but as the student, this is definitely something to brag about to your friends.
That is true.
Tell this mom her gut is probably screaming for a reason. Report it and get clarity. I don't think you're overreacting. I mean, intuition is important as a parent. It's mm-hmm. there for a reason.
Yeah. I definitely think that that's the reality for most of, like, bragging to your friends or talking about this said relationship that you have with this teacher.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it in Canandaigua, right?
Every year.
What happened there? It was between a...
What didn't happen?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? There was one every year. So it's like there was a romantic relationship with a math teacher and a student, and then a Spanish teacher and a student, and then a special ed teacher and a student. Not always their students, sometimes their students, but it was a lot. The things that happened in my school I talk about with other people, and they're like, so that's not high. So that's not normal. I'm like,
right.
Really?
It was so consistent.
Oh, very normal for me. Not that like Kinde was a bad school or anything. It's just like definitely popped off with those student-teacher relationships. Let's just put it that way.
It's safe to say those relationships started through messaging outside of school?
I would assume.
Right? I mean,
again, I wasn't in those relationships. No teacher ever wanted me, unfortunately. I'm like still bitter about it. I'm like, why not me? You know, why not me? I still do have one hell of a relationship with my health teacher. Shout out Tap, I love you so much.
Yeah, shout out.
Love you more. She's actually been on this show before. We've talked to her.
Yeah, a lot of messages say like, why? What is the purpose of this? There should be no outside communication outside of school. Like, why would a teacher need to ask their student, "What'd you do this weekend? Did you hang out with friends? What? Well, for what? For what?"
Oh, so you can ask a student that, just like not on their cell phone. This person says, teacher here, this is 10,000% not okay and should be rewarded. Completely inappropriate to message kids directly outside of the school day, especially about personal things. Most districts have a policy against this. Another thing, like, here's this. This is what kind of like drives me up a wall too. It's like, now that I know what I know when it comes to like where teachers are at and where they're at as a district, there's an app now where parents and teachers can communicate freely.
Yes.
And but they have to be readily available at 6 p.m. on a Saturday. No, I'm so good. Like, I'm so good on that because they do.
Oh, there has to be a certain date and time to be able to do it.
No, I'm saying like it's an app and they can message freely whenever it is that they please.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I don't, because I have friends who are teachers that are like, sorry, I'm trying to figure out crisis management with a parent right now. We're like out to dinner on a Saturday. It's like,
oh, well, I didn't think they had to respond right away.
I mean, they don't have to, but like if someone's going through a mental health crisis, as a teacher with empathy, you're like, oh my God, yeah, let me help right away.
Yeah, that's tough too. Well, you know what?
He's like, wow, sucks to be them.
Hey, they took this job knowing that their whole goal is to help others.
I'm dead. Right? No, I'm so dead.
All right. Thank you guys for the messages. Christine, I really appreciate you writing this message into us yesterday. And it sounds like you might have to follow your intuition on this one and just go with your gut. Mm-hmm. If it's saying something's off, it probably is.
Yeah.
I would handle it. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break.
98 PXY. Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ever wonder why you can't seem to get a second date? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Sometimes it's not always about looks. Sometimes it's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hygiene. In my buddy Paul's case, it's all of the above. And we've talked about...
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
We've talked about this on the show before. He had horrible breath. Women were getting turned off. And I told him, go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust you. I don't trust your oral hygiene. Well, sure enough, he had two rotting teeth in his mouth because he didn't floss.
That's so tough.
So they had to pull both of them. Well, he refused to get those missing teeth replaced. So now he looks like a troll.
Yikes.
And now you have to pay the toll. I told him straight up, whether you think so or not, first impressions matter. But you're too stubborn to see that. 585-252-9800. Does anyone have a friend who constantly complains about a certain area in their life that they need to improve? But when you give them pointers or constructive criticism, they take it personally and do nothing about it.
Correct.
And I think everyone needs a friend just to not sugarcoat anything and just keep it real with them. I have plenty of those friends. I don't need any more. But I said, Paul, listen, man. You constantly complain that you can't go on dates. And when you do go on dates, women don't call you back. Has it ever occurred to you that maybe, just maybe, it might have something to do with your mouth, your attitude, or you being 43 and still having all of your high school football trophies on display in your bedroom?
It's not great.
His response to me? I'm not going to change for anybody. Okay.
Okay,
then. All righty then, Paul.
Oh, no. It's so brutal out there.
It's so frustrating because some friends you just want to completely shake and be like, would you wake up for a second and look in the mirror? Okay? Stop blaming everybody else for your problems.
Correct.
Or your shortcomings. Take some accountability for once. Get rid of your high school accolades and football trophies. According to him, it's a conversation starter, and it's not.
It's not.
That's
for
the conversation.
A conversation for him to talk about himself? Like
conversation starter. Yeah, for them to ask where the nearest exit is.
Correct. Correct.
It's so frustrating. I just can't. Every time he calls, it's not at a point now where I'm like, hey, buddy, what's going on? What's up? Now I answer the phone. I'm like, what is it now? You know, that's where we're at in our relationship.
Right.
It's so frustrating. Let me go to, hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Josh. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
Morning, Josh.
Josh, what can we do you for, buddy?
Well, basically, you know, so in reference to what you guys are talking about, like, I don't have any issues with my teeth like your buddy or anything.
Uh-huh.
But I do feel like a lot of girls or women are today, you know, today they're shallow. So I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but
you're not the first person to say this on the show, and you simply won't be the last.
Oh, probably not. Why are women shallow, Josh?
Well, basically, you know, when I go out, it's impossible to have a conversation with some of them. Like, you know, I try to ask someone out. You know, I try to plan something fun. And listen to me, I'm a normal guy. You know, it just never works out.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know, they flake. They ghost. I mean, I feel like I must be doing something wrong, but I don't know what it is.
Well,
so, you know, I like to cook. You know, I have a good job. I'm decent looking. You know, I make good money.
Right.
I have my own apartment. I drive a Lexus. Like, I also work out like 5 days a week. So,
damn, bro, chill. My mom listens to the show. What do you think it could be, John? What do you think it could be, though?
No,
man?
She doesn't.
Do you feel like? Do you think you come on too strong too quickly? I mean, is that a possibility?
No, I'm a pretty chill guy. I don't know. I just don't know.
I would love to know what it is that you look like. I wish we had FaceTime. Josh, not to be so forward, but what is your Instagram so I can head over there?
I'll bleep it out, Josh. I want to see what the ladies are missing out on. Are you cool with it if you give it to us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, on the count of three, when I get down to one, tell me what it is. I'll bleep it out, okay? Three, two, one. Okay. Right. Okay, let's see what we're working with here, buddy.
Makes sense.
Yes. Okay, Josh.
Underscore or no underscore?
Just one word, right?
Okay.
Just one word.
Okay. Not sure how you got that handle. Seems pretty impossible, but...
Okay. This is basically what we're working with.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Josh?
Yep.
Love you, buddies.
You're a good looking dude. Josh, it's your unibrow, man.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's your unibrow.
No,
dude,
no questions asked.
Yeah, dude, I think this could possibly be the issue here.
I have a great brow lady. We can go after the show.
You're a good looking guy, but I mean, it's straight across. Has that ever occurred to you that maybe that could be an issue?
Really? I don't see why that would be it. I've always had it.
Have you ever, clearly. Have you ever dabbled in a wax strip?
No. I've always dated girls in the past who have never mentioned anything about it. That's what it is.
Well, have there ever been women who refused to go out with you even on a first date?
Yeah, but not because I have a unibrow.
Well, what else do you think it could possibly be, dude?
I don't know. If they hated it, then they would say something, right? But I'm not going to change anything for someone.
Well, nobody's saying.
We definitely are. He's like, nobody's saying that. I'm like, no, we should definitely get a wax strip on that thing. absolutely not. We're not saying that. I'm just saying,
Josh, we're not hating on you, but it's the very first thing I noticed in your photo. I mean, it's
prominent for sure.
Yeah, it's in your face.
It's prominent.
Well, people can take it or leave it, but I'm not going to change for anyone.
Sounds like a lot of people are leaving it, Josh.
well, think about it. You know, would you rather date a guy with a unibrow who has a nice car and is normal, or a dude who treats women like crap?
I mean, are those the only two options?
Yeah, I mean, those aren't great options. I fear there's somewhere in the middle there, but...
All right, I'm just saying, that's probably it. You got a full-on unibrow.
And you can't come off... come at people for like judging you for that, because there is this thing called preference, and like if people don't prefer that, then either you trim it up and groom it or you keep it, and that's kind of it.
Has anybody ever mentioned this to you before at all? And also, why do you refuse to get rid of it?
No one's mentioned it at all. I mean, and that's who I am. It's probably, it's one of the things that makes me unique.
Dude, then hey, listen, if you don't hate it, man, by all means.
So me constantly chasing after women and trying to go on dates is a waste of time, and it's all for nothing because I have hair between my eyes. I don't know. That's just weird to me.
Yeah, well, listen, dude, like Breezy said, people have a preference, and that might be a huge turnoff for them, but if you're not willing to change it, that's on you, because
we're
like
kind of
you
at a standstill.
Yeah, if it's what makes you unique, by all means, don't fix it. I'm just saying, this possibility, this could be the answer to your problems.
I just don't understand how a woman can meet me and then bail on me for weeks later because I have a unibrow.
Josh, we get that, buddy, but your eyebrows are literally holding hands.
No, yeah, they really are, Josh.
You don't see a problem with that?
Nah. Okay. If that's too much for someone, then whatever.
Yeah,
that's... I'm not going to apologize for my eyebrows, dude. My point exactly is, women are shallow.
There's just one brow, not two eyebrows, but yes.
Yeah, so clearly in the problem in this city is women.
And not your unibrow.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, good luck in the dating scene, man. I appreciate you calling up this morning.
Oh, thanks, man.
Okay, bye, Josh. This is exactly what we're talking about. Take it or leave it attitude.
Like, they're leaving it. They'll leave it right there on the table for you.
Okay, so
it's
yes.
Okay, it's okay if you don't want to change yourself for anyone. And I don't encourage you to change yourself for anyone. But don't act shocked when you're like, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea. I just told you.
It's not guys with ratchet breath or unibrows. It's shallow women who can't accept men for who they are. Mm-hmm. Listen, more power to Josh, because I love that the unibrow is the feature that makes him unique. And the right woman might come along who also has one and embrace him for it. However, you can't call people shallow if they choose not to choose you because of something like that.
Correct.
Some people are just not into it.
Correct. Period, point blank.
Listen, ladies, on behalf of all guys this morning, I just want to apologize. I finally get it. I see what you have to work with on the apps, and I didn't understand before, but I do now, and I'm sorry.
Not Moose crying for all the women out there. The battle cry.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X, 98.
This was literally the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. St. John's, who actually just came into this studio for an interview last week, their home and Generations Childcare teamed up together for some holiday fun. So these older people in these residential nursing home housing situations had these cute little trick-or-treaters from a daycare come to their facilities, and they got to pass out candy, something they probably haven't been able to do in quite some time, right?
Yeah.
So the residents at St. John's home got into the Halloween spirit with the young people from Generations Childcare. This all happened yesterday. They did a little trick-or-treating. I'm looking at the photos. I've never seen an old woman as happy as this woman passing out candy and looking at their costumes. It is literally the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know, it just goes to show you, it's the small things in life.
It is. And they all just kind of like were in a circle in one of their common rooms or areas, and the kids just walked around the circle and said hi to them, showed them their costumes, got to have a little chit chat. I see Rumi, which we already talked about. I see Spider-Man, Nightmare Before Christmas, Scooby-Doo is in there. You know what? I think we should talk about this tomorrow. What costumes are absolutely timeless? Like, it doesn't matter.
Any Disney costume, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters.
It's apparently Scooby-Doo. It's not like they're making new Scooby-Doo episodes, right? Like,
it blows my mind that any of these kids still want to dress as some of these characters.
It blows my mind that, I mean, I guess we can kind of gauge that too. 585-252-9800. What is the hard and fast cutoff age where kids become too cool for school in the sense of dressing up?
Probably 19, 18.
Really? I honestly think it's younger than that.
32?
It's younger than that.
And it's a possibility. All of these old women here remind me of my grandma. Rest in peace.
So cute.
Oh my God, it just melts my heart. You know, they're all having the same conversation. What are you supposed to be?
I know, literally.
I'm Batman. What? I'm Batman.
So cute.
I'm glad they did that.
No, I'm obsessed.
That's really cool.
I'm obsessed.
All right, Breezy, it's that time in the morning.
We got to play it. We got to do it.
585-252-9800 for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy. This is your shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers with the All-American Rejects coming to KeyBank Center November 9th. Breezy got every question right yesterday. Went 5 for 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, just absolutely on fire.
Crushing it.
If you're brave enough, call us now. Caller 8. We do it next. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Can't
Beat Breezy! It is what it is. 585-252-9800. Guys, we have a pair of tickets to go see the Joe Bros.
Whee!
With the All-American Rejects coming to KeyBank Center November 9th in Buffalo. Here's the deal. Breezy went 5 for 5 on the board yesterday, getting every single question right. That never happens.
It never happens.
No, we got to go to the phones. We're looking for caller 8 to win these this morning, if you're brave enough. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Kelly, where are you calling from this morning?
Canandaigua.
You think you have what it takes to beat Breeze?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh, I love that confidence. All right, we'll find out, I guess. You're caller 8! Okay, Kelly from Canandaigua. You're going to go head-to-head with Breeze?
Not the stopping grounds. Not us going head-to-head.
But before you do, I need you to talk some trash to Breezy. Go for it.
Oh, girl, I don't know if you have what it takes.
Oh, really? Really?
This is...
Okay. I went 5 for 5 yesterday. Give it a rest.
I think your luck might have ran out.
Okay. All right. Thank you. This is painful.
I got to go.
All right. Breezy's leaving the room.
Okay.
Go. Okay. All right. The rules are very simple. Kelly, 5 questions on the board. You got 5 seconds to answer each one. Let's go to question number 1. What fast food chain, Kelly, sells a drink called the Baja Blast?
Taco Bell.
Going with Taco Bell. Question number 2. What streaming show became Netflix's most watched series of all time back in 2021? With over 275 million streams.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Outer Banks?
Outer Banks was a terrible show, so...
I don't know.
It was a... I'll give you a hint. It was a drama.
That hint doesn't help.
Nothing comes to mind?
No.
That's unfortunate, because time's up. Let's go to question number 3. Kelly, the happiest place on Earth refers to where?
Disneyland?
Going with Disneyland? Okay. Question number 4. What is the name of this company who uses this slogan when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight?
I have no idea.
Any company. Think of a company. When it has to get there overnight, think of a company. Come on, Kelly. Clock's ticking.
I don't know.
You're going to go, but you're going to pass again? Time's up.
Yeah,
and question number 5, Kelly. Which flower is known for turning to face the sun?
The sunflower.
Oh, a lot of confidence on that one. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to go ahead and tally these up and see how well you did. And right now, we are looking at a total of... not too shabby. 3 out of 5.
Woohoo!
All right, Kelly, that could be enough to get tickets to go see the Joe Bros.
That's not bad, Kelly.
All right, state.
Thank you.
Sit tight. I'll be right with you. We're going to go over to our girl Breezy this morning. Question number 1, Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
What fast food chain sells a drink called? This is not an Arby's question, by the way. What fast food chain sells a drink called the Baja Blast?
Taco Bell. I don't even eat Taco Bell, but I know that for certain.
Question number 2. What streaming show became Netflix's most watched series of all time back in 2021 with over 275 million streams?
I think it was Squid Games.
Final answer?
Yes.
Breezy, the happiest place on Earth refers to where?
Disney World. Disney in general.
Disney World, Disney... What?
Disney World, Disneyland. I mean, the Disney parks.
The Disney parks.
The Disney theme parks.
Let's go to question number 4. What's the name of this company who uses this slogan when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight?
UPS? Which isn't true. If that is their slogan, it's wrong.
All right, let's go to the last question, Breezy. Which flower is known for turning to face the sun?
It's a sunflower.
Final answer?
Well, it would only make sense.
Not for everyone. Let's go over to Kelly. Kelly, how do you think Breezy did?
maybe better than me.
Oh, Kelly, what about all that trash talk?
Breezy beat you 4-3. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Which one was it? Was it Squid Games?
Yeah.
It was Squid Games. Let's run through the board really quickly.
Which is just dumb, if you ask me. It's a... I mean,
I never watched that.
I didn't either. But I knew it was wildly popular for no reason.
It was
whatsoever.
One of the greatest Netflix shows ever.
Just murdering each other. I don't know.
Okay, here, best Korean show ever. Question one: you both got that right. It is Taco Bell. They serve the Baja Blast. Squid Games was number two. You said Outer Banks, Kelly. The Happiest Place on Earth refers to Disneyland. And yes, what is the name of the company who uses the slogan when it has to be there overnight? Is FedEx. You passed on that, Kelly. Breezy said UPS. That's wrong. And yes, it's the sunflower that loves the sun. Imagine that.
Makes sense.
Is that the one you got wrong?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was like, obviously it's sunflower.
No, she got that one correct.
Oh, Kelly.
Well, Kelly, we're not going to let you walk away empty-handed. Don't you worry. We have something special for you. We just can't tell you what it is on air.
No, we can't.
I'm so sorry. But before you leave, I need you to say, my name is Kelly from Canandaigua, and I absolutely cannot be Breezy.
My name is Kelly from Canandaigua, and I absolutely cannot be Breezy.
No, you can't, Queen.
98 PXY. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
What's this guy's problem?
He's always like throwing shade at us and truly hates us, if I'm being honest.
Kind of sick of him. 585-252-9800. Look at all the messages coming in this morning. People are unhinged. I don't know if it's the weather.
Yeah.
Clearly it's crappy out. 50 for the high and rain all day today, but if you're on the roads, be careful.
It's a slick one out there. I was literally surfing on my way to work.
Looking at the text line here, Brian is weighing in first. Hey, guys. I think couples who post he or she's my everything once a week, they're one argument away from breaking up. There, I said it.
Period.
Brian speaking from experience.
He is.
Let's go over to Kara. I've been waiting since yesterday, you guys, to message this in, but my sister constantly refers to herself as the foodie of the family, but her favorite restaurant is Olive Garden or Panera Bread.
Mm.
I'm sorry, but you're not a foodie. You just enjoy microwaved food. There, I said it.
Oh, no. Olive Garden pops off every once in a while. Those breadsticks.
I had it in the 90s.
Well, time to go back.
I don't think so. I mean, no hate or shade against Olive Garden, but why would I go back there?
I just told you the breadsticks and the salad and the soup are absolutely incredible. I think why I love Olive Garden so much. I mean, I don't go there often, maybe once a year, if that.
Yeah.
But like, if you just want to go,
if you're on a budget,
and eat like a meal that is just apps.
Yeah, that's the place to do it.
And when I say apps, I mean salad and soup and bread.
You know who?
Go for it.
You know who loves their garlic bread?
Who?
Post Malone.
He's just not wrong. He's just not wrong. There's no way. If Posty says it, then there it is.
My aunt and uncle came over last summer from Italy to visit, and my uncle took them straight to Olive Garden. I still can't wrap
so
my head around.
So that's a crime. So that's a hate crime.
They got off the plane. They were hungry. He took them to Olive Garden. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't know. Who do you got on your end?
Let's see. This culture obsession with avocado has turned a mediocre fruit into an unsustainable status symbol. There, I said it. The avocado is looked at and cherished as the royal... Is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? Wait, that's a trick question.
An avocado is a
vegetable.
Fruit.
Is it? I have no idea, nor do I care.
Well, I think
it stands alone, if I'm being honest.
I think it's a fruit. The same way we thought a tomato was a vegetable, it's also a fruit. Yeah, an avocado is a fruit.
That's a debate we can
but
have.
But the fact
day.
That... People think because they can spread it on a piece of toast and then charge $25 for it is criminal. Stop doing that.
Go to jail. This person says Labradors are the ugliest dogs out there. Labradoodles. Labradoodles. The cross between a lab and a doodle. Labradoodle.
Personally, I like them.
Not you adopting one.
Travis says, nobody wants to see your 10-year challenge when you look exactly the same but sadder. There, I said it. So hateful.
This person says, October should be the last Saturday of October every year from here on out. There, I said it. This has been in the works for many, many moons. It's never going to happen. So...
I know. Do you guys want to just start putting it down on the calendar from here on out that Halloween ends on a Friday, the last, day of the month? It was the last Friday of the month. Let's just do that. I think that's the move.
Yeah, that's the play. That's the play indeed.
Let's go over to Emily. The Love is Blind reunion was absolutely trash last night. Everyone on the show is an absolute fraud. There, I said it. Could have told you that. No spoilers. I didn't watch it. But, man, I just feel like you missed out not watching it this season, Breeze. Season 9 was a train wreck.
I'm good. How many times can I watch the same thing over and over? And I don't even think anybody ended up together.
It's the first season not a single person ended up together. Not a single couple.
So that is...
It's like, are they going to cancel the show after
this? It's honestly insulting. It's like, let's waste all these people's time.
Yeah, I was very invested.
And then give them absolutely nothing
in return.
In the back end. There's nothing to be like, oh my God, I want to keep up with these people. And to be honest, like, reality TV has just gotten and turned into a cesspool of just people wanting to get followers on Instagram.
Of course.
That's really all it is.
Of course. People love talking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Sparkle Megan. Let's go over to Diana. To the woman at the McDonald's drive-thru this morning in Greece, if you have a car full of four people figuring out what you want at the speaker and you're holding up a line of 10 people because you weren't prepared, you need to do better. There, I said it. Also, there should be a rule that if it takes you longer than 2 minutes to order, you should be forced to get back in line.
At least you're not mad about it.
And Diana might have a point. You got to be prepared. You pull up to the speaker, boom, I'll have a nice coffee, give me an Egg McMuffin,
I know,
a couple of hash browns.
They're always asking about an app and a code, and we're doing Morse code. It's just a lot.
You never understand them the first time. I'm at McDonald's, you guys need the M today? What? You guys need the M today? And sometimes you don't want to hold anyone up, so you just say yes.
And then you're like downloading the app like frantically. They're like, "What's your code?" I'm like, "Code?
What? You should have.
If you don't give me a code in 5 minutes, the whole restaurant's gonna blow." I'm like, "What?
You should have received it in the mail." Okay, I'm gonna run home. I'm gonna come back. Okay.
The nugs are already gone. The employees ate them.
Okay, let's. I think mine for today's. Listen, I enjoy going to a good wedding. I do. I really do. But if your wedding has a cash bar, you didn't have a wedding. You hosted a fundraiser. There, I said it. Let's think about the guest, everyone. It's not all about you. It's about the guest, okay?
Okay, well, so that's not what a wedding is about, let's unfortunately.
Let's go. I swear to God, if you have a cash bar, I'm going to be so mad.
It's going to be open for everyone but you.
This is like, my cousin just texted in. I took your dad to Olive Garden for lunch last week, and he enjoyed it.
Of course he did.
No, he did not. I doubt that, Mike. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Ryan. I just purchased a $7 latte this morning, and I'm pissed. What business thinks they have the right to do something like that? It's criminal, and I'm never going back. There, I said it.
You're the one buying it, bro.
He's probably panicked.
Yeah, what?
I do it all the time. You think that's bad, Ryan? Last week, and I paid $14 for a breakfast burrito. Okay? That's it. Paycheck gone. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Two people are facing charges after the Ontario County Humane Society said 33 dogs were seized from a home with unsanitary living conditions. Because, well, if you think about it, when are they ever sanitary?
Right.
Never, ever.
Correct.
33 dogs were rescued from a beautiful home. They never say that. The owners suffered from OCD. Never. It's always a dump. The organization said it executed a search warrant Tuesday morning at a home on Routes 5 and 20 near Flint Road in Seneca that didn't even have electricity. What were they? Oh, that's really tough.
Really,
the Humane Society said the dogs were found just running throughout the house, or they were confined to rooms with no bedding, very little food or no water. Feces and urine just covered the floor, according to the Humane Society, with the ammonia odor. It was so overwhelming. They had to bring in respirators and hazmat suits. It was required for all staff when removing the dogs. Lynette Kornbaugh, 39, and Ralph Priest, 42, were charged with 33 counts, each of both animal cruelty and failure to provide food and water to an impounded animal. When asked if they were bothered by all the horrific smells throughout the house, they responded with, what smell?
What are you talking about?
Smell? They were both issued appearance tickets. The Humane Society said none of the dogs had life-threatening illnesses or injuries, thankfully, but the dogs were taken to the county's Happy Tails Animal Shelter. They're receiving Yeah, they're being worked on. They're being cleaned. They're being vaccinated. And then they're being prepped for adoption, which is great.
Good to know.
We got to talk about this coming up on next on the show, the RSVP etiquette.
You guys.
It's starting to get very, very confusing.
So obviously planning a wedding, doing all the things, and attending a wedding coming up here very shortly. And when it comes to RSVPing, I have always been under the notion that it's been one way, but I guess that's not the case. And I want to clear this up before I have to go through all my RSVPs just a few short months here. I'll tell you what the situation is that I found myself in and how exactly it's going to be combated coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We got to get to the bottom of this because when it comes to RSVPing, what is the etiquette? Because times are changing. It's different now.
My head hurts.
Please share this story because it's hilarious.
Okay, so obviously planning a wedding, going through all of that in the early stages, but I guess this is a good learning lesson and putting feelers out. So my fiance and I have a wedding on Saturday. One of her really good friends that has now obviously become a friend of mine, in term, getting married. And this was... They've been engaged for a minute, but the wedding itself was kind of planned in, dare I say, 4 months?
Oh, quick.
Like very just like, you know, they had other priorities going on. They had other things to worry about. And the wedding was kind of not in their top of their list of priorities. And then I think an opportunity arose and they were like, all right, let's do it. So... They shoot us a message in like July, maybe August. I don't remember. And they're like, hey, we're getting married this day. Totally understand if you can't come. We know it's extremely last minute. We're like, no, we'll be there. Then we end up buying this house. We're closing basically like that day. Our closing date was supposed to be yesterday or today. I can't remember. But it was going to be a short window. And they're getting married on Saturday. And we're like, obviously, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, when is it for the world?
You're
like,
moving, but, I mean, you moved in yesterday.
Right.
Or the other day.
Right.
So
we're moving. We're grooving. Like, it'll be fine. We can make it to the wedding. And I don't know what exactly happened, but Patrice either RSVP'd online, which is always janky.
Sure.
Or she forgot, which...
She can't remember.
Which honestly very well could have happened. We have a lot going on, but that is so not Patrice and that is so not her personality. She's very type A. She's very buttoned up. She very much has everything under control when it comes to that type of stuff. So she ends up texting her friend who's getting married this week on Monday. And she's like, happy wedding week. We're so excited to celebrate with you. Like, we're thinking of you. He texts her back and goes, you're coming? Question mark. Oh, we never received an RSVP from you, so we assumed you weren't coming. So you're not on the list. You don't have a table. And we gave final headcount to the venue last week.
She forgot. She must have forgot. They never received it.
But here's the situation. We also told them in person we were going to be there. So, no,
but that I don't know if that counts. That's what the RSVP is for. How many people do you think are going to that wedding?
I have no idea. I honestly couldn't gauge it. They told us. I can't remember. It was a minute ago, but
I'm sure any couple though, when getting married has enough to worry about, they're not going to follow up with their guest. Hey, we didn't receive this from you.
But that has happened to me.
No, and I'm sure it has, but here's my thing. I'm assuming if I send out an RSVP and I don't hear back, I'm automatically going to assume it's a no for you.
That is so crazy.
Right? How do you guys do it? 585-252-9800. Honestly, what is the etiquette for this?
If that's the case, then I don't know. I feel like, and I know it's a pain in the ass, and I understand, and it's not your responsibility to do, but at the end of the day, it kind of is your responsibility to do because, like, you're the one planning the party. You're the one making sure everyone's ducks are in a row. And if you don't confirm with these people who you have no pulse on whatsoever of whether they're coming or not, that's going to be an even bigger headache and disaster for you day of when they do show up because they forgot. And now you're scrambling because they're
because there's no chairs and there's no this and there's no place setting.
Breeze, you listen, when you,
you have to reach out.
You know better than anyone. You're already just knee deep in crap that you have to take care of, and your wedding is still 10 months away. You're worrying about so much, catering, the DJ. And then when it's a week before the wedding and you still haven't heard back from people, that's on them. Don't expect them to show up. You have one job. Yes, I can come. No, I can't.
Then
you're going to chase people?
Then fine. Delegate it. If you can't do it, have your maid of honor do it.
Somebody, yes, I agree. Somebody should do it. I don't think it should be the bride or groom. Are you going to go to the wedding or not? What's the vibe?
Oh, I just got the green light. We can go. They texted back this morning.
You got to talk about last minute.
But she texted them on Monday. So it took 3 days for us to get the green light. And listen, I want to go to this wedding. I want to support Patrice's friend who has now become my friend and the couple, and I love them.
Yeah.
Also, like, we are moving, so if they said no, it would have also been okay.
That's okay too. I think Patrice forgot.
Maybe she did. Maybe she did, which is totally fine. Accidents happen. It's not like I could go RSVP for us. Couldn't be me. You know what I mean? It's just not my role in the relationship.
I hope she heard that. Jamie says, honestly, if you don't RSVP, you're being rude.
You're not being rude. Yeah. It's not about being rude, Jamie. It's not about that. It's about a head count. It's about figuring out what's going on with the plants. No one said it was rude or not rude. So don't come for me.
Easy.
No, I'm on one today.
Easy.
I'm on one today.
Sarah says, I think it's totally rude. Not RSVP.
We can bypass those comments.
It's literally about giving the host a head count. There shouldn't be an excuse for it. Let's go over to...
This person says, sorry, Breeze, you have to RSVP. There's way too many things going on to send invites and to hunt people down who even forget. I get it. I fully do. But miscommunications happen all the time. Technology fails us 9 times out of 10. Yeah. And if that's the case, you're going.
Because the RSVP was strictly digital.
Yeah, it's not like I'm snail mailing it back. Also, should we talk about that? I don't trust the mail service. So all of these invitations could simply just get lost in the mail. Or these RSVPs should just get lost in the mail.
That's not the case with this situation.
I'm not saying this situation. I'm saying any situation. You can't trust anyone or anything, even if they do the right thing. You can't.
I've been to so many weddings and graduation parties. I've always RSVP'd. I have never had an issue with anything getting lost. They know I'm going to be there.
Well, isn't that great for you?
Yeah, please stop.
Saturday, we show up, you're at our table. I'm like, I don't even know this guy. He's like, but I RSVP'd, so.
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98 PM.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
My 12-year-old thinks we're poor.
Oh, God.
And that could not be further from the truth. You know, I always love when we get messages from dads on this show, because Chris from Fairport wrote a great message. And I think it's relatable, because what he's describing with his 12-year-old son doing is also the same thing I did growing up.
I also kind of did it, too. I'm not going to lie.
You compare what you have to what everyone else around you has. Mm-hmm. And Chris is asking, how do you explain to a child that having a safe home, meals, and parents who work, that's already wealth?
Right.
585-252-9800. If you want to comment or have advice for Chris, here is the message this morning. What's up, guys? First time writing in. I actually started listening to you guys months back. You have a good show.
Thank you so much.
So my wife and I are struggling trying to teach our son how to just basically how good he has it. He thinks we're poor because his best friend has a bigger house, more toys. His dad drives a fancy car. I've tried explaining that money doesn't equal happiness and that he's really lucky with what he does have, but it doesn't seem to sink in. I feel like my ego is a little bruised too. I work hard for what we have. My kid doesn't see that. I just don't want him growing up entitled, but I also don't want him thinking we're broke.
Right.
How do you explain that to a 12-year-old? Because my wife and I have tried, and it just doesn't seem to sink in.
It's not working.
No.
Yeah.
You know, Chris, it's a great question. Let us know if you guys have ever had to have this same conversation with your kids at home. What did you say? 585-252-9800. I think it takes time because kids don't understand the value of money or really appreciate what they have until they have the opportunity to start working.
Correct.
And paying for things themselves.
So I have a very vivid memory of my mom and I driving home from somewhere and us pulling into our driveway and my mom looking at our house and looking at me and going, isn't our house so beautiful? Like, I love our house. We have such a beautiful house. And I was like, it's all right.
It's all right.
And now, and I was like younger, probably a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, just a pain in the ass, obviously. And she still brings it up to this day. And I love my parents' house. And the second they even had an inkling of maybe selling my childhood home, I pitched a fit.
Yeah. And you know what? Coming from you, someone who grew up in Canandaigua, it's not hard to compare all your neighbors with their yachts.
No, no, it's actually quite easy. It's very, very easy to look at what others have and compare to what you have and not realizing when you're that young, you don't realize the value of money or where money comes from or the inner workings of money. You just see your friend with 17 jet skis and you're like,
yeah,
what?
Easy.
Like, this is crazy.
I had friends growing up that were well off and it's hard not to compare what you have to what they have, but I'm sure for any parent, it's got to bruise your ego a little bit, just like Chris from Fairport said.
It's like you're working your ass off to provide for these kids.
Your family. You're like, oh, God, we have no money.
They appreciate.
We're so broke.
Nothing.
Michelle's texting in first. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I feel this. My 11-year-old kept saying we were poor because our neighbor has a bigger house, newer cars. Sat him down and said, look, we may not have a mansion, but we have family dinners, trips. No one's sleeping outside. You wanted a stupid Nintendo Switch. We got it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't know the difference between stuff and wealth.
Yeah.
It's very true.
And like kids at...
Not that it's their fault.
No, it's not. It's not their fault at all. But like, I would argue that kids at that age, and even kids, you know, younger or older, have the worst case of keeping up with the Joneses syndrome ever because... It's so in your face what these kids are wearing. It's all over their body. It's in their backpacks. It's on their desks. It's at their houses when they go over to their house. It's like, this is not like a money situation at all by any means. It's not like my family didn't have money for food.
Yeah.
But I remember going over to friends' houses and their parents kept their pantry fully stacked with snacks and this and that. And I'm like, yeah. We don't yeah. do that
we
at
don't,
my house.
We don't have that.
Like, my parents never went grocery shopping. They bought what they needed for dinner, and they were on their way home. That's literally what they did. I mean, it was just – that's just – we yeah. never kept food in the house. Essentials, for sure. Like, condiments and things like that, but snacks, no way.
I remember my buddy Mike came over after school one day, and we just basically had a late lunch, and he goes in my fridge. He goes, oh, my God, you guys have actual – cold cuts? My mom buys the prepackaged stuff in the Tupperware. You guys are rich.
You're like, yes, we are.
Yeah, we
yes,
kind of,
Michael.
We kind of are. Andrew says, my daughter's 12 and thinks we're poor because we didn't get her the new iPhone 17 for her birthday last month. Mm-hmm. It crushes your ego as a parent, but they are kids. When she's in debt and can't afford a house when she's older, we'll see who the poor one is.
So tough.
Yeah, I'll never forget as a kid, Christmas 93. There were a lot less gifts under the tree that year, and I made the comment of, oh, we don't have any money. My dad's like, I just single-handedly bought us a brand new house last month.
You're like, of course. He's like, of course we don't have any money. Well, that's like, I mean, not to like bring it back to the move and everything, but like that's what we're going through right now. It's like we just spent all, I just spent every dollar I have on this house.
Yeah.
And Christmas is next month.
Right. Yeah.
So sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
They'll understand.
Sorry, Max. Like,
Chrissy says, yep, been there, done that. Guys, I have two twin boys at home. They have a close friend on their soccer team whose dad is the CEO of a big company. They constantly compare what they have to what their friends has. We made our kids sit down and write out everything they were grateful for. And I think all kids should make a habit of doing this exercise. That's a great point, Chrissy. I think if kids start now to really understand gratitude and what they have compared to what they don't have, it mm-hmm. puts a lot into perspective.
It does.
Let me go over one more here. When I was a kid, you would have asked me what success looks like when I'm older. And I would have replied with, if I don't have more than I have right now when I'm an adult, then I failed.
Right.
Now I want to go back in time and punch my 12-year-old self square in the face. Mm-hmm. Yep, I 100% agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely, indeed. It's a hard conversation to have because there's also a point as a parent where you want to shield your children from the harsh reality of finances and stressing about that stuff. And I don't believe that any kid should have to ever worry about that stuff because that's not their job. But at the same time, if you're going to stick your nose in my checkbook and my finances, you're going to get the cold, honest truth.
Yeah,
sorry,
you got to keep it real.
Sorry, Brandon.
Sarah from Penfield says, my 12-year-old was obsessed with what all the other kids had, and we started a gratitude jar where every night we write one thing we're grateful for. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It's simple, but it really helps them notice all the things they already have. Yeah, perfect. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Love it.
Chris, in any parents out there feeling this, you're definitely not alone. Your hard work is seen, even if your 12-year-old doesn't see it or say anything. Keep up the great work. So tough.
I feel bad for him, though.
It's PXY Mornings. We'll get to another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning at PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 50 for the high today, and yeah, it's going to rain all day.
It sure is.
When it comes to moving, or pretty much anything in life, there are two types of people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's such thing as type A.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's type B.
Right.
You are about to marry someone who's the opposite of you. Extremely type A. I'm the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of guy where if I go on vacation and I come home, the first thing I'm doing is unpacking everything and putting it away in its place.
Yeah. So that's what's kind of going on right now. I mean, this whole week has been exciting with the move and all of this. We've been heavy moving content. That's literally the only thing going on in my life right now.
Right.
We just bought a house in Fairport. We're excited. We're moving. We're grooving. We're doing everything. And my fiance is a nightmare to move with. A nightmare. And she would probably say the same about me, whatever the case may be. But she just has this weird thing about moving where she just like, either can't do it or has a phobia of it. And I think it's an emotional thing, but
what do you mean when you say she can't do it?
She emotionally cannot handle moving.
So she just she breaks down.
She's just like,
she's throwing up. She's crying.
It needs to be like a certain way or else it's not going to go well. And like, I get it. Like nobody likes to move. Like, but guess what, Buster? Sometimes we have to do things in life we just don't want to do or don't like to do. Like,
I've never heard you say or use Buster in a sentence until now. It's interesting.
Buck up, Buster, because this is real life.
Oh, you're turning into a middle-aged dad.
No, I was like, literally, because you know what? Sometimes when you speak softly to people, they can't hear you. So if I say it aggressively, maybe the point will get across.
And those are definitely the words to use for sure.
So last night we had to move our couch, our mattress, bed frame, and headboard. And those were the big ones. And I'm glad we did them yesterday because if we were to do it today in the rain, no thank you.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
So we move everything. I mean, it's a nightmare, but we do it. The mattress is like folded in half like a taco. I'm like, oh my God, this is horrid. There's a huge like gouge in the back of it. I'm like, what, you know what, whatever. If it rips, it rips.
Just get it in the door.
Just get it in. So we get everything in, we get everything settled, and she's like, we need to bring all of our clothes over right now. I'm like, do we have to do it right now? She's like, right now. We have to do it right now. And the reason I didn't want to bring the clothes over was because I knew if we brought the clothes over, she'd want to put them away. And I sold our dresser because I just, it wasn't the aesthetic anymore. We needed a new dresser.
Are you guys sharing one closet?
No.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. God.
I mean, that's what we do now, but no, we're not sharing a closet. But
it's all of your stuff. And then on the right side, it's all Hawaiian shirts.
Literally. I'm like, are we like on a Carnival cruise right now? What's happening? So she got the master and I got the spare room next door's closet. And like, I'm turning that into like an office type of situation so I can like actually do things at home instead of like sitting on my laptop and online shopping. But we get home. We finally get settled. Everything's good. And I'm like, can we like get something to eat? Can we order Chinese? Whatever.
Sure.
Because all of our stuff's everywhere. We can't like cook. She's like, yeah. So we get food and we eat our food. And she's like, do you want to watch something? I'm like, yeah, I do. I'm literally like just started a brand new show. We're starting a brand new show together. And she looks at me. She's like, I think I'm going to go upstairs and put the clothes away.
This is interesting because I'm texting her and I'm getting a different story. So I said, Patrice, you and I are literally the same person. And she goes, I know this makes sense why I'm always Team Moose. I said, I also, if I move or I take a vacation, I got to put everything away immediately because otherwise I can't enjoy myself. She goes, that's me. But my fiance wants to sit and watch TV. I'm like, TV? We have 1,700 things to do. Why are we watching TV?
It's 9 o'clock at night. So then she's like, I need a dresser to put my clothes in. I'm like, okay, do you want to build the dresser? She's like, yeah, we'll build it upstairs. So we start building it. We don't have a drill. So we're like manually cranking everything with a screwdriver. There's like 49 pieces to this dresser. A drill would be extremely helpful and move this process along swiftly. We do two drawers. She lays on the floor and crashes out. She's like, I can't do it anymore.
You can only do so much in a day.
Okay. Literally what I said. That's why I wanted to unwind and watch TV.
Right.
And everyone's like, you're literally the laziest person. I'm like, what? I just moved everything alone.
That's what's tough is when you are type A and you have a little OCD. It's not realistic, but you so badly want to get everything done right away.
No, and you're out of your gore.
You're like, not going to. And it's helpful there was two of you guys.
She literally took all of today off and all of tomorrow. I'm like, you have nothing but, you have 4 full days to unpack. Like, it needs to be done tonight. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go sleep in the apartment.
Tonight? And you guys spent the night there?
We slept.
It was the first
night
in the new home. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Went to bed not speaking, but that's neither here nor there.
XY invite you.
Why can't I get a second date? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Sometimes it's not always about looks. Sometimes it's attitude. Sometimes it's hygiene.
It's a vibe. Yeah, it's a vibe.
Yeah, in my buddy Paul's case, I mean, it's all of the above. We have talked about him on the show before.
Like, this guy is like show's mascot / personal punching bag.
Yeah.
Always throwing shade at this man.
Because I try to help him and it's frustrating. He had horrible breath, you guys. Women were getting turned off. And I told him, go to the dentist. I do not trust you or your oral hygiene. Sure enough, he went and he had 2 rotting teeth in his face because he didn't floss. Mm-hmm. They had to pull both of them. Well, then he refused to get both of those teeth replaced. So now when he smiles, I'm like, dude, you look like a troll. And I told him straight up, whether you think so or not, first impressions do matter. But he's too stubborn to see that. Mm-hmm. And I want to know how many of you, 585-252-9800, does anyone have a friend who constantly complains about a certain area in their life that they need to improve? But then when you give them pointers or constructive criticism, they take it personal. They do nothing about it. And I think every person needs a friend who doesn't sugarcoat anything and just keeps it real with them. I have friends like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I slip up, they tell it like it is. And I said, Paul, you're constantly complaining you don't go on dates. When you do go on dates, women don't call you back. Has it ever occurred to you? Maybe it has something to do with your mouth, your attitude, or you being 43 and still having all of your high school football trophies on display in your bedroom Because according to him, it's a conversation starter.
A conversation starter for who? A conversation for him to talk about himself?
For a woman to ask him where the nearest exit is?
Paul, sweetie, and it's a hard no.
What do you think his response to me was? I'm not going to change for anybody. Fine.
Then be alone forever.
What are you complaining about then?
It's over. It's over.
And I think a lot of us sometimes have a friend who's just like my buddy Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on, dude. You're a good-looking dude. Just, you know, put a little bit of extra care into what you look like. It matters.
It does matter.
And when you go out and you try to kiss a woman and your breath smells like that or you're missing a bunch of teeth, come on, come on. I'm not trying to throw shade. I'm just trying to keep it real for a second.
I get it. I understand. You're a good friend for that.
Oh. Thanks, Breeze. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Josh. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Josh?
My name is Josh.
Josh, what can we do you for, buddy?
Well, basically, you know, some reference to what you guys are talking about, like, I don't have any issues with my teeth like your buddy or anything.
Uh-huh.
But I do feel like a lot of girls or women are today, you know, today they're shallow. So I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but
you're not the first person to say this on the show, and you simply won't be the last.
Oh, probably not. Why are women shallow, Josh?
Well, basically, you know, when I go out, it's impossible to have a conversation with some of them. Like, you know, I try to ask someone out, you know, I try to plan something fun. And listen to me, I'm a normal guy. You know, it just never works out.
Okay.
Like, okay. You know, they flake, they ghost. I mean, I feel like I must be doing something wrong, but I don't know what it is.
Well,
so, you know, I like to cook. You know, I have a good job. I'm decent looking. You know, I make good money.
Right.
I have my own apartment. I drive a Lexus. Like,
oh, Bob.
I also work out like 5 days a week. So,
damn, bro, chill. My mom listens to the show. What do you think it could be, John? What do you think it could be, though?
No,
man?
She doesn't.
Do you feel like, do you think you come on too strong too quickly? I mean, is that a possibility?
No, I'm a pretty chill guy. I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know.
I'd love to know what it is that you look like. I wish we had FaceTime. Josh, not to be so forward, but what is your Instagram so I can head over there?
I'll bleep it out, Josh. I want to see what the ladies are missing out on. Are you cool with it if you give it to us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, on the count of three, when I get down to one, tell me what it is. I'll bleep it out, okay? Three, two, one. Okay. Okay, let's see what we're working with here, buddy.
Makes sense.
Yes. Okay, Josh.
Underscore or no underscore?
Just one word, right?
Okay.
Just one word.
Okay. Not sure how you got that handle. Seems pretty impossible, but...
Okay. This is basically what we're working with.
Okay, yep.
Okay, Josh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Love you, buddies.
You're a good looking dude. Josh, it's your unibrow, man.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's your unibrow.
No,
dude,
no questions asked.
Yeah, dude, yeah, I think this could possibly be the issue here.
I have a great brow lady. We can go after the show.
You're a good looking guy, but I mean it's straight across. Has that ever occurred to you that maybe that could be an issue?
Really? I don't see why that would be it. I've always had it.
Have you ever, clearly. Have you ever dabbled in a wax strip?
No. Like, I mean, I've always dated girls in the past who have never mentioned anything about it. That's what it is.
Well, have there ever been women who refused to go out with you even on a first date?
Yeah, but not because I have a unibrow.
Well, what else do you think it could possibly be, dude?
I don't know. Like, you know, if, you know, the women, if, you know, if they hated it, then they would say something, right? But I'm not going to change anything for someone.
Well, like nobody's saying.
We definitely are. He's like, nobody's saying that. I'm like, no, we should definitely get a wax strip on that thing. He's like, absolutely not. We're not saying that. Well, I'm just saying,
Josh, we're not hating on you, but it's the very first thing I noticed in your photo. I mean, it's
prominent for sure.
Yeah, it's in your face.
It's prominent.
Well, people can take it or leave it, but I'm not going to change for anyone.
Sounds like a lot of people are leaving it, Josh.
well, think about it. You know, would you rather date a guy with a unibrow who has a nice car and is normal, or a dude who treats women like crap?
I mean, are those the only two options?
Yeah, I mean, those aren't great options. I fear there's somewhere in the middle there, but...
All right, well, I'm just saying, That's probably it. You got a full-on unibrow.
And you can't, like, you can't, like, come off at, or come at people for, like, judging you for that, because there is this thing called preference, and, like, if people don't prefer that, then either you trim it up and groom it, or you keep it, and that's kind of it.
Has anybody ever mentioned this to you before at all? And also, why do you refuse to get rid of it?
No one's mentioned it at all. I mean, and you know, that's who I am. It's probably, yeah, you know, it's one of the things that makes me unique.
Oh, dude, then hey, listen, if you don't hate it, man, by all means.
So me constantly chasing after women and trying to go on dates is a waste of time, and it's all for nothing because I have hair between my eyes. I don't know. That's just weird to me.
Yeah, well, listen, dude, like Breezy said, people have a preference, and that might be a huge turnoff for them, but if you're not willing to change it, that's on you, because
we're
like
kind
you
of at a standstill.
Yeah, if it's what makes you unique, by all means, don't fix it. I'm just saying this possibility, this could be the answer to your problems.
I just don't understand how a woman can meet me and then bail on me for weeks later because I have a unibrow.
Josh, we get that, buddy, but your eyebrows are literally holding hands.
No, yeah, they really are, Josh.
You don't see a problem with that?
Nah. Okay. If that's too much for someone, then whatever.
Yeah,
that's... You know, I'm not going to apologize for my eyebrows, dude. My point exactly is, like, women are shallow.
There's just one brow, not two eyebrows, but yes.
Yeah, so clearly in the problem in this city is women.
And not your unibrow.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, good luck in the dating scene, man. I appreciate you calling up this morning.
Oh, thanks, man.
Okay, bye, Josh. Listen.
He goes, I'm not going to apologize for my eyebrows, man.
I'm really glad we got to the bottom of this. It's not guys with bad breath or unibrows. It's shallow women who can't accept men for who they are. Okay. That's what it is. Listen, more power to Josh, because I love that this unibrow is the feature that makes him unique. And that's the
unibrow hill he's willing to die on. For
the,
sure.
The right woman is going to come along who also has one, and she will embrace it. But however, you can't tell people they're shallow if they choose not to choose you because of something like that. Mm-hmm. Some people are not into it. And ladies, on behalf of all guys this morning, I just want to apologize. I get it. I finally understand. I see what you have to work with on the apps. I didn't see it before, and I do now, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's really tough out there in those trenches, huh?
No, fully. Hey,
it's me, Julie. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.